Banff Airdrie MP Blake Richards is celebrating a victory for grieving parents and a significant step forward on an issue he has been working on bringing to the attention of Parliament since 2018. On the last day of the parliamentary session before the holiday break, Richard said portions of his colleague Calgary Shepherd MP Tom Kameek's private member's Bill C-211, an act to amend the Canada Labour Code, were included in Liberal government's Bill C-3, which was passed by the House of Commons on December 17. Richards has been involved with Kameek's goals since 2018, and sponsored a parliamentary petition earlier this year that called on the House of Commons to adopt and enact 7 recommendations that were made following a study regarding bereavement leave. According to Richards, the new bill will extend bereavement leave to 8 weeks of unpaid leave for parents who have experienced stillbirth, the recent death of a child under the age of 18, or the death of a disabled child in the parent's care. "It's a huge step forward in something I've been working on for a long time, so a big win there," said Richards in an end-of-year interview with Great West Media. According to Kameek, the bill is the result of hard work over the last 3 years, and will support parents in the most tragic of circumstances. In a blog post, Kameek wrote that he experienced firsthand the devastating blow of the unfair bereavement system under the Canada Labour Code, referencing the passing of his 39-day-old daughter Lucy Rose in 2018. Richard said while the recent passing of the bill was a big win, there's still more to do in the field of bereavement leave. "Our ultimate goal is to see a specific paid benefit to provide people time after the loss of a child or pregnancy loss," he said. "We'll continue to push for that, but this is certainly a huge step forward by giving people leave from work for 8 weeks. We'll continue at it." Coming toward the end of the year, Richard said there are reasons to be optimistic about 2022, though he acknowledged 2021 was a difficult year for most Canadians, as the COVID-19 pandemic continued to wreak havoc on society. "I think what we need to learn from 2021 as we move forward is that we have some challenges we'll need to live with," he said. "COVID is something that will be with us for some time. We will have to learn to live our lives through it and focus on allowing people to be cared for and protected, but also allow them to move forward with their businesses and their jobs." The year 2021 saw a snap federal election called in Canada for September 20, with the Liberal Party securing its 3rd consecutive term in power, albeit with its 2nd consecutive minority government. While he handily won the vote in his riding of Banff-Airdrie for a 5th consecutive time, Richard said he and his Conservative Party colleagues were disappointed to once again be sitting on the opposition side of the House of Commons when Parliament reconvened in November. "We hoped to see a bit of a change in the makeup of Parliament, and I was hoping to be in the government side, but it's a minority Parliament, which means there is an opportunity to legitimately try and hold the government accountable," he said. "It takes all opposition parties rolling in the same direction to be able to do that, and that's been a bit of a challenge, unfortunately." Richard said his party's focus in the coming months will continue to be Canada's rising cost of living. Inflation is currently at an 18-year high of 4.7%, according to Statistics Canada, while the price of gasoline, groceries, and other consumer goods are increasing or expected to increase next year. "Inflation is obviously a huge part of the concerns we have around the increased cost of living for Canadians," Richard said. "But it's more than just inflation, it's the affordability of housing, and it's the economy in general. Those have to be the focus. I think we've come through a very difficult period in the last few years, and people just want to have their businesses back to normal and have their work situations be more certain. I think that's what people need and deserve, so we'll continue to push on cost of living issues, and inflation is certainly a part of that as well."